Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. You can get all of them on the Odyssey app, but we spell it wrong.
AUDACY.
I just don't think it's that wrong.
It's completely wrong.
It's not.
When you hear the word Odyssey, you go, oh, like Chris Nolan, the director of Batman, is making the Odyssey. He's making that movie next. He's going to do that. Do you think he's spelling with an A?
Well, no, because that's a book. And it's a really long one.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, anyway, yes, and you can catch our podcast on there as well. Hack, what's happening with OPP?
We have Haley today. She has a potential red flag with her boyfriend that she's been chewing on for a little bit.
Okay.
Yay.
When TX says something like that, it's got a little suspicious tone to it. So what's going on?
So I've been dating my boyfriend for like 4 months now.
Okay.
And I really like him. It's going great. Except for one thing. Mm. He's extremely picky when it comes to eating. He's a very picky eater. Like, really picky.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Haley. I'm laughing that I now know why T-Hack said chewing.
Yeah.
Like, he only eats chicken nuggets, mac and cheese. Like, you know how nutritionists say you're supposed to have, like, a very colorful diet? Like, basically eat all the colors on your plate.
His is
he
beige.
He only eats, like, like beige. Exactly. Gross. He eats like a little 8-year-old.
Yeah, that would give me the ick.
The ick? Yeah. Oh, my God. Can I just...
That's like, a really reasonable ick. Sorry. I screamed too quickly at you.
No, it just drives me crazy. And I don't want to bring up your past, Erica.
Oh, gosh.
But you have admitted on this show that you were very sad. And you felt very alone.
Oh, I was very alone, not very sad.
But I mean, you were just like, I'm going to be alone forever.
Yeah, I did have those days.
And then it's like, oh, I found a great guy. Oh, but... Darn it, it's his diet's wrong, so bye, do over, throw
Imagine
him back.
Imagine going on dates with someone and all they ever have is just beige on their plate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
It's on their plate.
Thank you.
Thank you, T-Hack.
No, T-Hack is the one to order beige, so leave him out.
Yes, I don't understand.
Order what you want. Yeah. Get all the colors of the rainbow.
But also, go experience new food. You might like it.
And also, live a while, would ya? T-Hack, I'm really sorry. I'm worried about your health now.
We made this really personal in the studio, and like we're going to bring it back to you.
It's weird, like, but they're acting like, oh, who likes mac and cheese? Everybody?
Everybody.
So what's wrong? I don't understand. What's wrong with that?
You can have it every once
in
a while.
Who likes chicken nuggets? So is it like nobody, or is it literally everyone? Everyone? Haley, is it everyone?
Yeah, I love it.
He's on his high horse today.
That is so true. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. What a weirdo.
Okay, so why didn't you notice this right away? I don't understand why it's just seeping into your psyche after 4 months. Or is it just finally getting on your nerves?
No, I definitely did not notice it right away because like the first handful of dates, we were like going to concerts, you know, basketball games, sporting events, whatever. And it's like normal there to grab like, you know, a hot dog, cotton candy, slice of pizza.
He could still eat beige.
You know? What?
He could eat beige.
He could eat beige.
He was taking
you
to beige events.
But no, not beige events. Much. The events were great. The food at the events were beige.
That's, yes.
Yeah.
So, Okay, and then all of a sudden, how did you figure it out? Did you go to a nice restaurant and he asked for the kids menu, or what happened?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him, honestly. I feel like every time we go to a restaurant now, he'll kind of be like, hey, I'm going to take, this sandwich, but can you take away the onions, the spinach, he'll be that guy at a restaurant that's like, basically, I just want meat and cheese.
Okay. Real quick, we have to disqualify T-Hack officially from this OPP.
He'll be that guy ordering what he wants at the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
What a weirdo.
Okay, you know what? I have a question for T-Hack, since you sound similar to this man. What happens when your wife wants to go somewhere nice?
Then I'll find some on the menu that I like.
And take off all the veggies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his wife will kind of hide the truth of what it is and be like, you might like this. Didn't that recently happen?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she tricked him. She told him it was a dumpling and it was gyoza. Yeah. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But you didn't really know what was happening.
Also, pretty beige.
Pretty beige.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. What are you asking, Haley? Like, are you asking permission from us to break up with him over his beige food habit? Or are you asking... Is there a way? Because I don't think there's a way. Listen, my daughter's 14. I don't mean to throw her under the bus. I love her with all my heart. But she is this person, too.
She's 14. It's acceptable.
No, it's not. Because by now, she should have started to come out of it. And she's not coming out of it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've done gun to the head. And she doesn't eat that broccoli. And she's like, oh. And she eats it. But it's like, you can't change what somebody likes.
And isn't that an argument to that point? Like, because you are a food guy. You cook, you make all sorts of different foods. I grew up in the Midwest. It's obviously there's not as many options. It's like we weren't exposed to as many different kinds of foods. Yet I am a picky eater and your daughter is a picky eater.
Right.
Even though she's been exposed to everything. So does that just mean some people just are that way? Like no matter what you expose them to or try to get them to
but
try.
But it would be healthier if she weren't. It's not a healthy way to eat.
Right.
It really isn't. You need some green.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about your lack of vegetables, T-Hack.
Okay.
And
okay. Not a response.
Yikes.
But I'm not married to T-Hack, so I actually don't care that much.
But let's pretend you are. No, but just for real, I want T-Hack to eat better. We went to Jing, and I was like, dude, you're going to put this in your mouth. And he ate it. He was like, that was not bad. And then he flicked the tomato off and everything for his subsequent bites. But I didn't care. But it's like, I got him to try a bite. But what difference does it make? I pull the whole thing over. I eat it. I enjoy the tomato, jalapeno, wagyu, whatever it was, all that. And then he's eating chicken fingers. Who cares? Like, I still had my experience. What difference does it make what he's eating?
I want to go to a sushi place.
Go.
And with my...
Yes, he can get a bento box. That's what they're for.
Would you eat a bento box?
I don't know what's in it.
It's like there's like meat skewers usually. It's like rookied to the rookiest point.
Yeah,
maybe. I'd maybe eat the box. It's pretty beige.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Haley, do you see yourself potentially marrying this guy if the food thing was not the problem?
I mean, yes. And that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know. Like, can I actually really be with someone who is that picky of an eater? Because like, you know, nice in when we order out, like, it's inevitable. Like when you're in a relationship, you're going to be sharing food with one another. And it's like, it's also inevitable that you'll just be like, you'll cave and be like, all right, let's just get that. Let's just get a full cheese pizza or whatever. Like, and I'm going to start eating his way. Like, can I do that for the rest of my life? I don't know. Is it doomed?
Yeah. And your wedding can be catered by Buffalo Wild Wings, probably.
Ooh, do they do that? Would they do that?
You're already married.
Sorry. The Beige Palace. I'm sure there's a food emporium. Hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I just want to say, and I don't mean to personalize this, and I kind of already went at Erica. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm out there, like, in this dating world, and if there was this perfect, I love sushi, I love Italian food. If there was this perfect girl, we're relations compatible, we like make each other laugh, everything's great, and then she's eating chicken fingers, are you serious that I'm supposed to kick her to the curb? That's really what you think should happen?
I would potentially feel that I was missing out on a part of my life.
You're not. Eat whatever you want.
Yeah, I view it, it's like music. Like, it's like, well, there's you could listen to new songs every time you turn on the radio, on your whatever, but you have songs you like. And it's like, we'll try new ones. You might like them. It's like, but I like this. And I know I like this band, so I'll just enjoy this band. Get off my case. Like, why? How is it different?
You're not making a good case for people who listen to the radio.
Well, how about you, Swifty?
What about
try me? New bands?
I do all the time.
Yeah, but you still keep coming back to Taylor. Yeah. And that's she's the thing, as beige as beige gets.
There's, hold on. There's nothing wrong with coming back to Taylor, but you have to experience other things to make sure that you still kind of like Taylor.
But he knows, and Haley's man knows. Like, I don't like Tiak. I'm looking at his face, and it says, do not put a tomato in my head. It says that. His face says that. Look at it. It says that. Like, he doesn't have to try it again to know he doesn't want it. I don't have to try ranch. I know I don't like it.
What about
there you go.
Teaching Haley's future children food stuff?
Well, I think we can end on that. That well thought out argument. Don't you? I mean, shouldn't we just, Your Honor, like, just stop right there? Food, stuff, shoebox, tree.
Nutrition!
Okay. Haley needs to know, should she dump her beige eating man or find some way to fix him? 303-222-5423.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to Haley, and she's got what we're calling a beige food boyfriend.
It might just be a beige boyfriend at this point.
Okay. And she feels like he sandbagged it, like he held it in, only took her to like sporting events where he could get by with a hot dog or chicken fingers or whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's so icky.
Well, and we did have a texter point out, and I'm kind of sad that I didn't think about this. He could have ARFID. We know someone who has it.
Oh my gosh. Well, now I feel bad.
What's that? The thing where you're like food
avoidant
hurts.
Restrictive intake disorder.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that's the case,
which
that's
you never
a
know.
Simple conversation he should have had with her.
Yeah. Or maybe he doesn't know that he has it yet. Go to the doctor.
I'm just saying though, yeah. I can see both sides. She's like, I feel like he sandbagged me and this could be enough reason to not be with this man. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm just saying, like, if you find a person who's seems right for you, what they eat doesn't feel like it right. Like, if he hurts puppies or treats servers bad,
right.
That's bad. But if he just puts the wrong food in his mouth, so what?
What about health, though? That's a serious question. Don't you
want to
be
ride your fiancé about what he eats?
No, but we both together eat really healthy on weekdays and then like garbage on the weekends.
Balance.
Yeah, it's called balance.
Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think?
Yeah, this comes from a place of personal experience where you just put away some of the pretentious, petty things. My wife, banging hot, grew up in Hawaii, blonde hair, blue eyes. She eats some of the weirdest crap you've ever seen in your life. She eats this one thing called a spam musubi.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things.
Gosh.
It's so good.
It's so gross.
I don't care if she goes to the dentist and bleaches her mouth 5 times. I won't kiss her for a month. Yeah,
the spam musubi is gross.
I could eat it for every meal.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But she is a fabulous mother. She's so kind. She's incredible. Like, I'm telling you.
It's not a reason to dump somebody because they put the wrong stuff in their mouth.
Let the dude eat a chicken nugget and be a proper gentleman the rest of your life. I mean, come on. Hmm.
Well said, Patrick. Thank you for the call.
Kind of feels like you picked a side, Soccer.
Robin?
Yai.
Yai. My side is desperation, Erica.
I'll eat anyone.
I don't care what you eat. Have a ranch mouth. I don't care. It, no, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
A ranch mouth.
Hey, Robin, what do you think?
I think I'm on his side for sure. Like, that's the biggest problem she has with him is because he doesn't want to eat different food. Are you kidding me?
I don't think it's about we want to eat different food, though. It's like she wants to go to a nice restaurant and he's going to go, but there's no chicken fingers. Then what?
Then
he orders something else. I don't like sushi. I go to sushi bars with my boyfriend. He doesn't make me order sushi because I don't eat it. I don't like it.
If you are the beige food boy, you don't push it on your wife. You don't go, we can only, you're like, hey,
you
babe,
take that burden.
You're like,
I do. Yeah.
I will find something.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I hate it so much when everyone goes, oh, try it. It's like, leave me alone. I'm leaving you alone. You should leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to order chicken cacciatore? Get after it. Yeah. I don't want that.
Have you noticed anything with your kids?
Let him eat what he wants.
Being picky?
Like, it doesn't have anything to do with the kids either. My God, they've been dating 4 months.
Robin knows my kids. Thank you for the call, Robin.
Robin is mad.
She's fired up. But yeah. I mean, like, I'm sorry. I know this was just Haley's problem, but it's like, I just think I'm going to get on my horse one more time. We're so disposable. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. Oh, one thing wrong. Bye. And it's like, what?
But you are a food guy. We all go.
But if there was this gorgeous,
she says, give me a leaf. That's all I'm going to eat. You would not have as much fun with her when you're out.
But I'd have more fun with her while we're in. You know what I mean? Like, you got to choose your battles. I mean, would I prefer somebody that I could take to Italy and we could just get crazy? Yes. But if
she's perfect, then.
If she's perfect in other ways, like, why? Are your kids beige food kids?
No, they're not at all. They'll try anything. They'll try anything, yeah.
But you're also, and I'm not putting words in your mouth. I don't like white and creamy things, but I'd open Go-Gurt for my kid.
Oh yeah, yeah. I try not to put any of my stuff.
You don't
on
show them.
Them.
You're not like, ugh.
Right.
Well, then you're a very good person. We don't know about Haley's boyfriend,
Chad.
Hey.
What do you think Haley should do here?
Well, I was a very, very picky eater until I was about 30, and then I got over it.
30?
It is possible to change.
God, your taste buds do change.
At 30?
When I was in my 20s, when I was in my teens, I would eat taco with meat and cheese only. I would eat a burger with only ketchup and ketchup and cheese. Nothing else. I didn't like anything that wasn't beige. I was very bad. But I got to about 30 and I was like, you know what? I'm tired and bored of eating. And I got to get some better food. And I started trying more stuff. And I tried sushi and I tried Indian food. And I did. Now I eat a lot. I don't eat everything. There are definitely stuff that's picky. But, you know, it is possible to change. It's not something you're stuck with for your entire life.
Good for you.
I'm just not bored yet. I'm kind of hungry for that burger he described, actually. It sounds
just
good.
Ketchup and cheese, man. Ooh, yeah. Gross. Sandy?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
So, my opinion... Sorry, let me get away from the kids. So. They're crazy. I called when I was driving. I had to get them all in. So, I just think, you know, I don't think food is something to leave someone over.
Thank you.
If he just, you know, likes something beige, let him have it. But also, has she tried making him a meal, cooking something, you know? Do you want to try something I make for you for dinner?
Oof. That's a big risk, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, that would hurt my feelings. If I worked all day and made this thing, and then, like, my beige food girlfriend was like, ew.
It's helped me a lot, having my wife cook different things for me. But she started out slow. Like, she didn't jump from the hot dog to the sushi. Like, we're going to work our way up.
That's kind of how I was with my husband.
Hard to jump from a hot dog to sushi.
Kind of the same thing on this end. So I've been, I mean, I think I'm a, you know, self-home chef. I have 3 kids at home and my husband. But he, I mean, if he could, he'd probably eat, you know, burgers, hot dogs, pizza, and a big steak every once in a while.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I try cooking different things. And so far, you know, I haven't had any complaints. But at the end of the day, if you're going out to a restaurant, you know.
It's on them to figure it out. And you should just mind your own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm eating a hamburger in the car outside of the restaurant, mind your own business.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.